Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is the night before Raw, where the Undisputed Podcast of the World is going to go live and in person. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
Yeah, hello. Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, we're going to get that out of the system today.
Yeah. No, me and your brother Catapult are going to be sitting on either side of you tomorrow.
What bet in hell did I lose? That's what I want to know. Sitting across from him, Mojo Rawley. How you doing?
Yeah, Drew McIntyre.
It's not much better.
He didn't leave the room.
I'll get there. And also here, the former mustache, the now soul patch, Cody Goins. How's it going?
Pretty good.
SP.
You were supposed to go, yeah, the Revival.
Okay, now I'm going to walk out of here.
Our pre-meeting powwow turned into just us talking to Ryan about these New Day socks, and I'm
yeah,
nostalgic.
Yeah. Behind the paywall, Ryan asked, he said, guess who has some new Day socks? And we've been guessing a who's who of wrestling personalities. We still don't know. It's probably Ryan, but
you haven't
this game
yet.
Is fun.
It very well could be Takemichi Noku.
I thought it was the gobbledygooker. Damn.
It could be Aldo Montoya, the Portuguese Manowar.
Could be any of those. So. Stay tuned, everybody.
Probably should
and,
Probably. It probably is just shenanigans.
We'll have an answer at the end of the show.
Yes. But let's dig into Monday Night Raw, since we are going, all of us in this room are going to go to Monday Night Raw.
Dozens more.
Plus, we've got at least 20 people, maybe more.
Yeah. And we got like three rows. We're going to have signs and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to have my children, the replica WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship, going along with me.
Hang on, question.
Yes.
There's a meme that I've been seeing literally everywhere.
Yes.
That says that fans that bring title belts to wrestling events should have to defend them, change that guy's mind. How do you feel about that, Trebuchet?
Well, I feel like we're going to Raw. If Brock Lesnar doesn't want to defend his title, why should I?
That's very true.
That's a valid point.
I'm willing to do that, but I'm going to count it out every time. I'm not getting in that ring.
Do you think at least Ryan
fucking stupid ass humanoids?
But we can do like the hardcore title for 24/7.
I'm not putting.
So why we
I'm
while we're standing
a,
in line
I'm
outside the
moron,
arena, watch out.
I'm going to put
watch
my titles
back
up on. That's not. I'm not going to sign off on that. There's no way.
I feel like if I had to defend a 24/7 belt, I'd just stay at Chuck E. Cheese the whole time so I could defend it in the ball pit like they did that time.
Ugh. Some of the highlights of WCW.
Just a heads up. There's a reason why I bought
it. Well, they had a match at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay, because the WWF definitely had one. I don't think it was at Chuck E. Cheese. It was like one of those other like family arcade.
Was that like
voices.
Crash Holly and somebody else?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember Crash going down a slide at some point.
Bruce Molly. Bruce Pritchard's podcast talks about the hardcore title one episode. They talk about how
hardcore highlights.
The cameraman was like, why don't we go down the slot? Like they were like planning out the match, and like it was a really cool spot.
That was fun. So, this Monday Night Raw, the princess Stephanie McMahon was there. And the man got all up in her face.
Bitch slapped by the man.
And Stephanie was very adamant that Becky needs to see the doctor. Otherwise, she's suspended. And she's suspended.
Yeah. But she's already been advertised to be there tomorrow night, too.
So. Yeah, she's coming. She's going to be there live and in person. So I'm sure we're going to have some the man, like.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sure she'll do something cool. So they're just trying to turn her into Stone Cold, huh? Just like, they're just full on going for it.
Yeah, she's hurt.
I'm hurt. I don't want to see the doctor. I don't trust you. Like,
well,
let me fight.
Stephanie and she slapped Triple H the next
She race. Pummeled Stephanie, kinda.
Kinda is it the appropriate phrase.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm calling it like I sees it. And it was a pummeling. And then, led us into SmackDown where Triple H and Becky squared off.
Mm-hmm.
And she slapped the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And still suspended, I'm pretty sure. But like you said, she's going to be at Raw this Monday.
She was invited by the McMahons to be
interesting.
There.
I'm excited about this. How about you guys? How do you feel about this?
I'm pumped about it.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll see all the McMahons. Minus.
I'm really interested to see the kind of pop Becky gets live.
I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to throw my panties at her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
the
everybody.
Man
fair warning. You're going to sit next to me. You're going to help.
I'm going to help you throw your panties.
Yeah.
I hate having to do that every time. I know. Every time.
You've been warned.
You gotta learn to do that yourself.
You can't take your pants off yourself.
You get more distance with a helping hand. I'm just saying. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on.
If you keep doing that, you're not going to have very many.
All right. My numbers are going down as we speak. You can follow me at Trebuchet LOL, everybody.
Send your hate mail to @Go.
That's all of it. How's that coming, by the way? Do we have any hate mail?
Can we get a send your hate mail to @Goad sign for Monday?
Please.
I'm fine with getting any hate mail. I will check the inbox. There is none still.
All right, that's good. Good to know. So this is on you, humanoids. Get out there. Send your hate mail at us. We've said some pretty offensive shit on here. I know we have.
Yes.
We've gone into things like the dick flip on here, right?
Oh.
You just see Chad's
blood. I don't want to do this today. I've been drinking mimosas. I cannot yell about the dick flip today or I will have a stroke.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that at a future date.
Dick flip stroke.
Waka waka. All right.
That was the weirdest rim shot I've ever heard.
Speaking of things that are a joke, Ronda Rousey.
Buried the lead there.
Hey, that's the way I feel about it. She took out my girl, Liv Morgan, on Raw here. I didn't like it.
She took out Sarah Logan as well.
I was going to get there. Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah. Two members of the Riot Squad. She challenged Ruby Riot to a match as well. And she didn't take her up on her
offer. Ruby Riott's like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Liv and Sarah were hurt. She needed to
take care of her girls. You were a big fan.
I'm a big fan. That's exactly the way it went down in my dream the night before. So
EC3 made his Raw debut.
That was really dope. He was on the Moment of Bliss.
Can we?
And yet he didn't say a word.
Yeah, I feel like people are complaining that EC3 isn't talking, which is dumb because EC3 can talk.
No, like, the thing is like, we know that, but, like, he's the new guy on Raw, and I'm intrigued by it, because I know EC3.
I don't think everybody does, though, know that, though. Like,
but
I
they
feel
will.
Like,
it's a slow reveal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't...
They're Spielberging a Showtime.
I really feel like they're assuming everyone knows that he's fire on the mic, and I don't actually think everybody knows that. I think that not having him talk is a mistake.
Well, he's wrestling. He beat Dean Ambrose.
He did.
It's only been one episode.
He's had cameos and others where he's like went to say something and hasn't. They've been teasing it for a little bit.
They had that thing where he took his pants off. Cody Goetz was a big fan.
That was the weirdest. That was the weirdest vignette ever. It's just I don't love that.
That was no bueno.
But can we talk about how like garbage Ronda Rousey's promos have been in the past couple weeks?
That's the thing. She needs Paul Heyman as her mouthpiece.
No, you were saying that as we were watching it, you said it that Ronda's digressed.
No, I really think she's regressed. Yeah. I really think her WrestleMania match got over, one, because it was a spectacle, two, because she was, I think people thought she was going to be absolutely garbage, and she was okay.
Yeah, exceeded expectations.
Yeah, I think she started out really hot. Her mic work wasn't amazing, but it was passable.
Yeah.
Her in-ring stuff also not amazing, passable, pretty stiff sometimes. But I feel like both her in-ring work...
Yeah, are we still talking about Bigfoot?
I feel like her in-ring work and definitely her mic skills have just plummeted. I really think that the crowd's in her head. I really think
they
that
are.
Like her,
they
her them
are.
Booing her like that. I don't think she knows how to respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I think we're gonna have a Ronda heel turn at some point.
Yeah. What was it? Ice and Advil, bitch, was what she gave Becky backstage.
I don't know.
She talks way too fast. She's like a first time open mic comic. Just. What's the new airline food, everybody? Ha ha! Like,
next show.
First time, I still do that.
Right.
She's like a high school.
You guys want to hear some impressions? I'm out of control. All right, no more impressions. Like,
Yeah, I don't feel like Rhonda's doing her best work, and it's kind of sad. I expected more.
No
more titles.
I really don't.
Yeah, she's the undefeated champion, and it's just
I'm not having that.
She feels like she's getting worse, and I don't want to say that because I was like, "Come on, high hopes." Could go back in the archives. Trebuchet had high hopes.
Interestingly enough, I was calling
keyword
it.
High.
I was calling it Ronda versus Sasha Banks. Someone was going to get hurt, and lo and behold, Sasha Banks not cleared to wrestle currently.
Oh, really?
She had her match. Her and Bayley versus who did they fight? On Raw to qualify for the women's tag titles.
I can't remember. I think I saw the match too, and I can't remember.
It was pretty forgettable. With
Alicia Fox and Nikki Cross.
Was that okay? Because Sasha Banks really didn't do anything in that match. Yeah. It was Bayley the whole time. Sasha's not currently cleared to go. What a shock.
Yeah, I don't know.
That dead silence in the room, that's no one being shocked at all. I also heard
that was storyline, too. So.
No, I've heard she's not... I've heard she's not clear to go. She got jumped in storyline to understand, like, to explain why she didn't wrestle that night. Do we have some computer problems, boys?
The battery's dying, that's all. Trying to do it. You know, with pointing, but that clearly didn't work.
There's two blind people on this podcast.
All right, but I want to go back to the EC3 beating Dean Ambrose thing real quick here.
Yeah.
Because Dean Ambrose his contract is scheduled to expire here, as far as we all know.
Yeah, have we not discussed that yet on the podcast?
A little bit here, but not with Mo on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, is it a work? It seems kind of weird that they announce it.
I think WWE is really trying to get out in front of these situations. They know that contracts are more relevant to the dirt sheets than they have been for a while.
Yep.
And they know that they're going to get reported on regardless. I think if WWE gets out in front of it.
They hear AEW.
Yeah.
They hear the footsteps.
So. AEW, Kenny Omega.
Omega's officially on board.
AEW.
But he did say he had nothing but good to say about WWE, I did hear.
Yeah.
So
don't burn bridges. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Did you say that a
4-year deal with AEW?
Were you saying that the superstars in AEW are going to get creative control?
I think that's kind of part of it.
Because I feel like that's why they're going to fail.
I feel like the more I hear about this company, they are just letting the inmates run the asylum, and it will fall flat on its face.
It's going to be another WCW if that's how it actually is.
But it's going to be WCW, not even its best points. You're going to dive right into WCW and Hulk Hogan. Right. That doesn't work for me, brother.
And like Trebuchet and I were talking about it earlier. Like, you know, I'm like, well, you have to think that they, like, okay, look what WCW did, and obviously it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And Trebuchet's like, you give people too much credit.
Yeah, I do. I do not have any faith in people as a whole.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean,
send your hate mail to @GOAT. But best
like
way
I said, like I said before... When there's competition, wrestling is just better. So the TV is better, everything's better. So hopefully, I'm hoping that's what happens and we have a good couple-year run, but I think ultimately WWE is just too big. And I don't want to say that AEW is going to fail, but...
Well, the thing is pro wrestling is ego-driven. Yes. And when you give guys with big egos creative control... You're going to have big problems.
None of those guys in AEW. Like
I know. I'm a raging egomaniac. So, if you give me creative control, it's all Trebuchet all the time. I don't think I want that, but I've been told that people don't want that.
I don't think that there's anyone in AEW that we know is Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, but the guys don't get creative control like that.
Right.
Like, really, there's no company that goes, hey, in your contract, we're going to say that you don't have to do jobs you don't want to do, or maybe that's a little extreme, but, like, you can lead this in direction. Like, you can really steer your character. And I'm for guys doing their own promo work. I think that's one place where AEW will probably beat out WWE, is that not scripting the guy's promos is going to make for better TV in that regard.
Yeah, totally.
But I think that, hey, do you want to – Do you think it's time to drop the belt? I don't think that's going to work out for people. Kenny Omega is vice president of AEW. Like, he's
Kenny Jeez. Omega, Cody, Matt, and Nick Jackson are both executive vice. All four of them are.
Yeah, they're. It's literally the elite just running a company together. This is they're just the boys running a company.
Right.
I don't have high like but my also, hopes for this keep falling.
But I also think like. One of the biggest reasons Kenny Omega signed with AEW is they're allowing him to wrestle for New Japan whenever he wants. So he'll be there for the big, which, you know, and that was big with Kenny because that's where he made his name. Let's just face it. You know, he didn't make his name in FCW or whatever he was in. He made his name in New Japan.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get payoffs for both. My guess is if they're letting him cross promote, he's going to get his paychecks from AEW. He's going to get his paychecks from New Japan. Yep. AEW will probably get some money for for using him. It's good for everybody to do that.
Right.
Have we had any word on if AEW has like a TV deal yet? Any word on that?
I haven't heard anything.
Sure.
They have something in the works, but
because currently all we have is that Double or Nothing pay-per-view. Okay. It's like the first AEW branded event.
Gotcha.
And the first match was officially
Pac versus Hangman Page. No, it should be interesting, but I think that's why we're talking about, you know, we're talking about Dean Ambrose contract. We're making a big deal out of the Revival saying they want their release, or Mike Kanellis saying he wants his release.
That's fine.
We're talking about
Revival's letting go.
We're talking about we're really reporting on contracts. I mean, people are talking about the Usos contract almost being up. We're talking about who else's contracts are about up?
AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ Styles has, I think, until April.
We were talking about this off the air a little bit. AJ wants to work less dates.
Yeah, he doesn't quite want a Brock Lesnar-esque schedule. He just wants to spend more time with his family.
Well, the thing is, he defended that WWE championship every...
Yeah, no, AJ Styles...
He was
grinding. AJ Styles was the workhorse.
Absolutely.
I think he's earned it.
He's on a full-time schedule. I think that a lot of guys have a little bit less than full-time schedules. Like, I think there's a big discrepancy between full-time and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I feel
like he's shooting for, like, a Randy Orton type schedule.
Yes. Yeah, no, I feel like, though, Randy Orton definitely isn't full-time. I imagine
maybe
he shows up for the big events.
Yeah, but
Survivor Series will poke around.
He does
RKO one
SmackDown.
Every four SmackDowns.
He does SmackDowns every so often. I think what it is, he'll be there for 2 months and he'll take a month off.
Something like that.
Especially when they don't have a spot for him. Like, there's not...
AJ's earned enough equity where I think it would be okay if he did that. Show up for big spots.
I'm interested to see where that goes. Because, I mean, all of the boys have a big bargaining chip now, especially guys. I mean, you know how much money would be in Kenny Omega versus AJ Styles?
Not WWE, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, yeah, away from...
Like, if Ring of Honor got that, they would jizz their pants.
I mean, if AEW could score AJ Styles, and AJ Styles leaves WWE to go back to the Indies, but like another promotion.
I know what you're saying.
That would be a giant coup. Totally. But I think that's why we're really reporting on these contracts. I think WWE is going to try to keep those guys in contracts. It sounds like they're going to have to sweeten deals for pretty much everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody with even remotely a name has a bargaining chip they didn't use to. I feel like guys like The Revival, who they're popular on the internet, they go, hey, we've got some internet heat with the Young Bucks. If you let us go, we're going to go be way more successful in this other company that will push us, that will care about tag team wrestling, allegedly.
The Revival is the number one contenders for the Raw Tag Team Champions.
Here's the thing.
I fucking hate, but...
I feel like they were already getting a mini push before that happened, but I think...
Well, they didn't. You give them too big of a push, they're going to fall over there. Top little guys. Don't boo me, I'm right.
God damn it, that's funny. I think a lot of guys are gesturing a little bit too. They're like, hey, I'm gonna ask for my release, they're not gonna give it to me, or I'm gonna say that I'm not happy either with the company or in an interview with somebody to kind of let them know that like there's options. I think that WWE's sweating it a little bit. It is worth noting that I don't think that Dean Ambrose thing's a work, though. I think he really is done. He's got no heat right now. He's losing clean to people and getting no rebuttal. Like,
he put EC3 over, which I enjoyed, but at the same time, Dean Ambrose's character
he put Seth over clean the week before with like
that's all he's
nothing.
Doing. He's doing the JOB, man. If there was a job squad right now, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I think
leading that thing.
I really think they're gonna drop Dean Ambrose out for a few more weeks and he'd probably be off TV.
Yeah. Who else would you put in the job squad right now?
Hawkins and Ryder. We're a tag team right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Actually, I'm there for it. Like, I think that's a fun tag team.
I do too.
I think that's gonna be interesting.
I liked the Edgeheads are back. That was a fun time.
I think you got to put Mojo in there too.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. We're getting singles run Mojo here.
We pass the notes over there, boys.
Dave Meltzer of the Observer reports Seth Rollins has been pulled from advertising for all shows on the current road trip, including Monday's Raw in Grand Rapids, due to his back injury.
Yeah, I've heard he's not doing great either.
Well, 6 F5s will do that to you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like no, F30. Interestingly enough, I don't think Becky's really hurt. I think this is a storyline.
But they also say rumors are just that, rumors.
Sure. So,
yeah.
My guess will be that Rollins will probably be there. We'll be on Raw no matter what. He probably won't wrestle.
He'll be on the Tron and be like, hey.
I think he'll be there.
Hey, guys.
I think he'll be in the ring.
I'm Seth Rollins. I'm telecommuting from Cleveland.
The nice thing about Rollins is he can come in, hit a curb stomp, and get some heat apart from the crowd, and like that's all he has to do to get over.
Yeah.
Not really very physical.
In the past, like, if you win the Royal Rumble, generally you'll get some time off.
No, those guys, they don't jump. They don't usually book you in a ton of matches if you're winning the Rumble because they need to keep you healthy.
They'll keep you on commentary because they want to keep you relevant.
You're doing promos, and then you're doing vignettes, you're doing like after match run ins, but you're really not taking a lot of bumps.
Until that last like 2 weeks before WrestleMania when they want you to be, you know.
Well, usually they don't let the they don't let the Rumble winner and the champ usually get their hands on each other too quick either, because
exactly.
Between the Rumble and Mania is like 2 months.
Oh yeah,
you don't want to blow that off too soon. Oh, I guess I did.
It's all good. Moe pulled up that tweet. That was my favorite tweet from Ethan Carter.
EC1, EC3, it's great.
EC1 is a picture of old school John Cena. EC2 is a newer version John Cena, and EC3 is EC3. That was fun. Because didn't Dean Ambrose ask him what happened to EC1?
Does this mean that Darren Young is EC4?
Yeah. No, Dean Ambrose kind of had it.
Does this mean that Darren Young is EC4?
That's funny.
Darren Young did look like John Cena.
Yeah.
What was it, John Cena? Darren Young's proof that my mother had an affair with Buckwheat, I think, was a promo one time that I got a good pop out of it.
That's funny shit.
Cena, probably not going to wrestle for a while.
You think he'll be at Mania?
I think he'll be at Mania, probably in a nod. He
one-off?
He'll AA somebody, and that'll probably be about it.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon talking about, you know, what it was like to lose both Roman and Cena about the same time. Like, I think Vince is hurting a little bit. Like, as far as, like, he...
A top guy, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't really have a... They're trying to make Seth that guy.
If Seth is really hurt, that would be...
Honestly, bad. I like them building up Bobby Lashley. Lashley! It's one of my favorite things right now.
No, I think Lashley's got big upside.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Lashley's getting up there a little bit.
He's the Intercontinental Champion right now, which is a good stepping stone to...
Yeah, he's a little bit older. He's come and gone. He's been hard to nail down in certain companies. I hope he sticks around.
Yeah, he's been calling out Brock, so I think we may get that Brock Lesnar-Lashley match, I would be here for that. I would love to see that.
There's no Raw Elimination Chamber match, is there?
No.
Nope.
WWE title and the women's tag.
Do we have an event between Elimination Chamber and if we have Fastlane, right?
Yeah.
Could we get Brock Lesnar, Lashley at Fastlane?
No. Another thing. No way would they do that.
He wouldn't be wrestling until Mania.
Brock said he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a rumor. Again, that's a rumor.
Makes sense. Do you think way too early? The Seth go over? Assuming Seth is healthy. Does Seth go over at Mania?
Seth goes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought Roman would go over at Mania last year.
I'm like, who's got the money in the bank? Nobody. I'm just trying to think of every... Roman's going to come back. That's what.
That would be what. Honestly, I think if Seth won the title at Mania, I think having like a Seth-Roman moment...
Yeah, have Roman in the back. Just give him the old hug.
No, it's the Benoit, the Guerrero. I don't think Ambrose... I don't think that would happen.
No.
But I think having Seth and Roman in the ring together...
I think that would happen.
And then that's the last time you feeding me, Ambrose.
Yeah, exactly. Final send-off.
Just like curtain call. No, I do think like having like a Roman Seth moment at the end of the end of Mania would be a pretty cool moment.
Kind
of,
I do again, too.
A little bit of a passing of the torch, maybe.
Yeah. Sidetrack a little bit here. We have not had a Hall of Fame announcement yet.
None.
Which is ridiculous.
My guess will either
usually happens at the Rumble.
My guess will either be it's going to happen Monday, or they're going to wait till after.
If it happens Monday, I'm going to be.
That would be
because it'll be the first.
It'll be the headliner. That would be pretty crazy.
RVD maybe because we're in Michigan.
Yeah, it'll be. But it could be RVD. I can see that.
I'm like.
So who's our pick? So first,
my prediction is Batista.
You think you're picking Batista?
My pick also was Batista.
Well,
that's a good point. Being in Michigan,
I know that's a good point. I just don't know if that's top.
He's not
top one.
I don't think.
Yeah. I've got a couple of guys.
But he won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon would blow people's minds. The Undertaker would, but I don't think he's done yet. But
no.
The Rock, I think. might be the guy that goes in this year.
I could also see that happening. Interesting. I think, side note, Undertaker is taking outside of WWE dates right now.
Ooh.
He, for the first time in many years...
Like, independent stuff, like signings and stuff.
Yeah, he's not wrestling, but he's taking non-WWE bookings. You book him through himself now.
Like, you may see him at a con or something.
So, I don't know exactly what that means as far as his contract goes.
I gotta imagine he's kind of on a Legends contract.
Yeah, at this point, no, I don't think he's got... Yeah, he probably is on a Legends deal. It doesn't sound like he's planning to wrestle at Mania this year.
Thank God.
I don't think he's in good shape for it. I don't think he's...
They said he wasn't... Another rumor was he wasn't planning on doing the Saudi Arabia date in May.
Which is...
There's another show in
May. I'd like it if that didn't... most people Stone didn't that. Happen.
Yeah.
That show was pretty cursed from the top down, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, they're still cashing that chat.
Hashtag karma.
Mm-hmm. If they do it, is it going to be in another Greatest Royal Rumble then? Because it's in the spring,
no, I think like it's just another, Crown just be another
Jewel,
big event. Kind of
like Crown Jewel? Okay, yeah.
No, I can't see them doing another like
they
Royal
do that
Rumble
again.
Event.
You think they'll do Women's Evolution again? Or the women's
like
pay-per-view
in the fall.
I think they'll. I think the women's pay-per-view will become a once a year thing. Yeah, I think we're getting that again. I feel like we had it once. It was a big enough success. I think that we may for the next few years do a women's only pay-per-view. That'll probably do fine. I don't think every time we do a Saudi Arabia event, we're gonna have another women's pay-per-view right after. Because I feel like we may get two Saudi Arabia events a year because it's kind of what happened last. We're gonna get two a year for the next few years. It isn't necessarily feasible for them to do an all women's event after. Mm-hmm. I feel like the luster of that will wear off fairly quickly if you Saudi Arabia event.
Yeah, they haven't released a whole lot of their schedule for the pay per view. Like I've noticed, usually on Wikipedia or like other websites. About this time of year, you'll be able to see almost the whole year's schedule. But this right now, it just says Fastlane, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam.
Yeah, right? SummerSlam's going to be on there.
They have also the smaller events of
that. Yeah, we're also we are getting a Superstar Shakeup in April.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, okay. Kind of usually expected, but yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to have two brands still. Then that's what that means.
If they're going to do away with the brand split, that doesn't make a lot of sense that they would book another one. The only thing is like maybe do you guys like having separate titles for every show? We're getting the women's tag titles on both shows. Yeah. You fine with that being the only co-branded belts?
With how bad the Raw men's tag team is, we just have men's tag team belts, women's tag team belts. And then keep a separate championship for
the problem with too many titles is you get to the point where it's like participation trophies. It's everybody's got one. I don't feel bad. Or you're number one contender.
I feel...
One, two,
three.
Well, the women's tag title's not going to do that, really, because they have a lot of women that are wrestling.
I really...
Eight titles with 205 Live.
I wonder how long those women's tag titles are going to stay like relevant. Well, those will very quickly lost in the shuffle.
The reason I could see that they're doing it on both shows is because the women's roster isn't as
big. Why they're doing it, and just from a continuity sense, it doesn't make it. From the economy sense, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but like looking at the roster, it does.
Yeah.
What I wonder is like I really feel like it would be better if we had one women's champion, one women's tag titles, one world title. One tag champ, and then just keep U.S. Intercontinental on each show. So there's always a belt being defended.
Right.
And then the rest, you know.
But, yeah.
That's an argument to be heard.
I would put the Cruiserweight title back on.
Like, that would work out good for a guy like Brock, who only wrestles about four times a year anyway. But if you got a guy that's going to be on every single... one champion going to be on every single show, every single night...
I think the one that's going to be rotated until your tag champs don't have to be on Raw Impact every week, especially if they're not feuding with someone.
I'm all about having one tag champion. I've been
speaking. I'm totally. That's why
I poorly really, on the Raw.
No,
tag
I really don't. I really don't
time.
Think that there's an. I really think the AEW thing. It seems less likely to happen. I really think they need to downsize the roster. We have so much going on that we don't need. But with AEW being a thing, I think that there's never been less of a chance that they're going to downsize the roster.
Yeah.
No, I really, like, do you disagree? You don't think that's how you, what would you do?
I don't know. Well, with Raw being 3 hours, I understand why we have the roster the size it is. If you're going to maintain the brand split, then you have to do this. I would have more of a competition between Raw and SmackDown personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you have the WWE champion and the Universal champion, I would have them talking at each other, and then at Clash of Champions, have them meet.
What, right. They're going to talk at each other for 18 months or for not, 11 months. And
they'll also have number one contenders and stuff like
they
that.
They also have that at Survivor Series, where they have the champions go against each other.
I mean, we don't even have a class of champions.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah. Pay-per-view right
I'm
now.
I'm okay with the roster size, but they're not doing a lot with them, is right. What I'm saying.
But I don't think they can. I think that the roster size would be fine if they could find time for everybody, but they're not going to.
No,
like,
I agree with that.
It would be idealistic to think that they're going to make good use of everyone or even half of the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we need No Way Jose?
What? I'm not a fan of No Way Jose.
Do we need... I mean, I like what they're doing with Ryder and Hawkins, but that's going to die out in a month. Do we need them? Do we need Mojo Rawley?
No.
If guys get hurt, yeah, you need backup
players. If guys get hurt, you can't put Mojo Rawley in the title picture anyway. You can't take a guy.
Yeah, yes, you can. You can. If you're Vince McMahon, you can't do that. I don't think you understand how it works.
I recommend it, but yeah.
You can do that, Chad.
I'll rephrase. It's dumb to take a guy you've made look like a geek for 2 years and then, oh, by the way, he's a legit threat to the Intercontinental Champion? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Zack Ryder did that at WrestleMania a couple years ago.
The only reason it worked for Zack Ryder is Zack Ryder's got at least like a cult following where people are excited
saying,
about
don't
it.
Don't tell me it can't work because it has worked.
Yeah, I think the roster is a bit too big. I feel like it's a victim of NXT just being a really big success, and they're just like, well, we got to push people up eventually, and then this is like now there's this random like. If you don't watch NXT, you're like, oh, this is just some people that they brought up, and then they're like, they're around to do this little spot every year and every now and then, like kind of like No Way Jose. Like, oh, he's still around. We'll bring him out for this.
Well, and now we're bringing up guys from NXT with no real purpose. Oh, yeah, exactly. Boost ratings. We've got Heavy Machinery up there. They're not ready. Oof. They have nothing to do with them.
You mean Eric Cartman?
Yeah, he does. I like that.
Want some cheesy puffs?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that I'm the current NXT, but I'm sure NXT has people, new people they're bringing in.
So no, exactly. Like, you're right. But here's the thing is you could ice those people on NXT a little bit. You can not book them every week. It's okay. Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose too much heat. When they get the main roster, they're fine. But we literally went, oh, ratings are in the toilet. We're going to book 6 NXT talent just coming up to WWE, the main roster, randomly to boost ratings. Nikki Cross has been all right so far.
Yeah.
EC3 is just now making his TV debut. Lars Sullivan shit the bed. Hasn't even debuted. He's not going to. He panicked and went home, and Vince is done with it.
Oh, wow.
Heavy Machinery, nothing. Like, they're a comedy act on Raw, which the last thing Raw's tag division needed was a comedy act.
Hold on. With the roster being this big and injuries happening, it's not unheard of to be giving guys more time off and to feature guys better, you know what I mean?
If that's what we're going to do, I don't think we're going
to
do
it. Well, you asked me, like, keeping the roster this size, I think that would be a better way to
you were going to circulate the roster, hey, we're going to give you some time off, we're going to feature, I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
It's just that's not currently what WWE is doing, and I don't know what they will.
Lift guys up that don't necessarily that haven't been spotlighted before, and just it makes it new and interesting. You can bring guys back. You can have interesting rivals.
I really think that your mid-card titles, your intercontinental title, your U.S. title,
your workhorse.
Well, those are
your matches are.
Those belts are interesting because you can take. So let's say Lashley has the belt for a while. If Lashley wants a month off, when he loses that belt, you give him 2 months off.
Yeah.
And when Lashley comes back, as long as you haven't made a complete joke out of the guy, he can come back and challenge for that Intercontinental title immediately. He still has the. You could bring Carlito back, and he could. I'm not saying do that.
No,
I picked a name. You could bring Carlito back, and he can wrestle for that Intercontinental title because he wasn't made to be an absolute joke before he left.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that you take guys like Mojo Rawley, you've just fumbled the ball every time. I don't think
that's not hype.
Yeah, we don't get hype because we were never hype. You can't take a guy like that and immediately book him in their Intercontinental title because the fans don't have that form yet. I think the mid-card titles are fine if you want to give a mid-card guy a break and then bring him back, he usually has enough heat to go right for the mid-card title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can just elevate guys from jobber status to immediate Intercontinental, like we saw with Apollo Crews.
He's getting a push, but no one's there for it. Like, yeah. the crowd's dead for it because you've exposed him. You've shown he can't do it.
You know what the missed opportunity is here?
What's that?
I say it every year. It's the Royal Rumble. If you want to elevate somebody to the next level, you don't make Seth Rollins win the Royal Rumble. You make it a guy like Kofi Kingston who was there the whole time, and it brings him to the next level. Like, he never got a shot, but he won the Battle Royal, and that would put him over. You know what I mean?
I think they're concerned that a Kofi Kingston wouldn't be a good main event for Mania.
WrestleMania has 5 main events anyways. What's the damn difference?
I disagree with that. You know, they can call the matches whatever they want. There is one main event.
That's not always the way it's been booked.
I agree. They want it to be something else. There is one main event.
It was that way. The winner of the Royal Rumble would be the main event. It's not that way anymore. You know, it changed that way around WrestleMania, like 26 or 27.
All right. Well, what were the main events for this past WrestleMania?
Brock.
Well, they considered Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, Triple H, and Stephanie a main event.
They can call it that. And I think that match had mainstream appeal, which I will say that. I hesitate to call it a main event, although I could hear the argument why they might think of it that way.
You can hesitate.
They're going to draw based on what they did. That's what the argument is.
But hang on. So you've got a mainstream success. So other than that, so I'll give you the caveat of that. You literally have something that TMZ is reporting on, Ronda Rousey and WWE. Yeah. Okay, fine. You've got a main event there. What were the other main events besides the Royal Rumble winner? Shinsuke, AJ shit the bed that night anyway.
Roman I knew Reigns that was going to happen.
Roman Reigns and Brock.
Okay. So you got 2 world titles and a literal once-in-a-lifetime mainstream.
They also had Asuka Charlotte.
I'm not ready to call it a main event.
Well, you're wrong, Chad. You're just wrong.
Easy, Ryan.
Yeah, he's the champion. Okay, I'm quoting him.
You can call him what you want. WWE, Vince McMahon, called them the main event.
Yeah.
Sure, you could say there's 8 main events, but if they don't live up to the title of main event,
it doesn't matter what we think. We're just fans.
So what was the main event? It was
main event.
Honestly, it's kind of interesting. If I'm just looking online, Wikipedia says the main event is Brock Lesnar defeated Roman Reigns, and that's it.
That was the last match. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would argue that at WrestleMania or any dual banded pay per view. Both your world title matches, your main event. If there's a match big enough to go on last,
pay-per-view is a dual branded.
Sure. Right. So, but not every pay-per-view has 2 world title matches. Right. Is my point.
Right.
Most of them do, though.
In the era of Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
No, they don't.
Here's your out.
4 times. A year.
Ooh, calm down, Mimosa Chad. Somebody's feisty.
Mimosa Chad.
He's like worse than 4 Loco Chad.
4 Loco Chad is...
I feel like Mimosa Chad's a little classier, but he likes to dig in deep, though. Here's your shovel.
No, I feel like hang on. So, yeah, okay, so WWE wants to call anything they want a main event. Do we just take that and it's weird if, like, though they call it a main event, so it's the main event?
We're not Vince McMahon. We don't run the show.
What is the argument?
I'm not quite understanding.
I forgot why we're even talking about this, honestly.
I'm like, we did what I was asking for last year when we put Shinsuke over. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you guys were all about it. You keep the wrestling hardcore fans interested when you give that guy who's been the mid-carder that push to the next level.
But you gave him the mid-carder.
That's how you build superstars. It didn't work for Shinsuke, because Shinsuke's terrible. But that's not my point.
Seth Rollins is already at the top of his game, so... It made sense, and I think
Seth could have won a number one contendership another way, though. That's true.
So other than Kofi, who would you feel like could have won this year?
Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been saying that for years.
Baron Corbin could have gone to the... Okay.
People were calling Drew McIntyre. I would have hated it.
Yeah, I feel like Drew McIntyre isn't a mid-card guy. I feel like Drew McIntyre is right on that cusp, too. No, hang on. You can say whether or not he deserves it.
No, I'm not.
But I think he's being booked like more than a mid-card guy. He's right on that cusp.
He's rolling with Corbin right now, who they make a tag team, which I'm going to hate. I'm going to hate. If they make Corbin and fucking McIntyre a tag team, I'm going to just be like,
I can really see that being a thing, honestly.
They've been rolling together. Who'd they beat up? Kurt Angle this past Monday. Yeah. Another one of your favorites.
About done with Kurt Angle.
No, we should put him in the main event, right? He taps somebody out.
Hot take, Kurt Angle has more of a downfall as a wrestler than pretty much anyone else I can think of.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels has had one of the worst downfalls of any wrestler ever. It pains me to say that, but I'm there for it.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels never should have got back in the ring.
I
also think Kurt Angle should have never got back in the ring.
I don't think
that should
have got back
when
in the ring.
Shawn Michaels gets on the mic, as long as he's not in the ring, Shawn Michaels still feels like Shawn Michaels.
I'll give you that.
Kurt Angle on the mic, in the ring, backstage,
in the ring,
interviews, he doesn't feel like Kurt Angle. The Kurt Angle from 2003, 2004, 2005 is gone.
Okay,
even the Undertaker.
No,
in interviews is still the Undertaker.
Sometimes.
Kurt Angle is not Kurt Angle. Yes. Thoughts?
What was wrong with Shawn Michaels' comeback? Oh, what? Because he was Christian and not swearing and not all the sexual stuff? Was that... Shawn Michaels was still Shawn Michaels.
No, we're talking about the crown jewel.
I mean,
he's really mad. What happened? What happened?
Okay. I was like, where did we go off the rails? I thought everything was maybe a hot take, but not that hot.
Okay, no, you're good.
Okay. I did not mean 2002 Shawn Michaels comeback. I would never say that.
Shawn Michaels was great.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels was better. I think he came back better than he was.
I am more okay with the Kurt Angle being on the roster than Jeff Jarrett being on the roster.
I don't need
any more of J-E-double-F, J-A-double-R, E-double-T, karaoke singing his theme music, which he doesn't know the words to. Mm-hmm. Dogs from around the country are barking every time he comes out. And unfortunately...
Damian Lillard... Jersey, like all. I know they're in Portland, but come on.
But
really,
I think they're gonna make him the GM. I really do. Like, he just signed that Legends contract and everything.
I could definitely see Jeff.
He's been out there. The stupid ass humanoids are cheering him,
but
which is making me madder than a fucking.
Why? Okay, TNA failed.
Mad person.
TNA failed with Jeff Jarrett. Global Force. That was what. Three, 4 weeks.
Hey, they still got a network.
He couldn't. He couldn't will that. He tried to will that company into existence.
He tried to just throw it into Impact.
What are they doing? Putting that disaster into a authority role? If they do, they haven't done it.
They're gonna. Mark my words. They're gonna. Your new general manager, Jeff. Yeah,
we're already talking about how we take 20 people on the roster. They're like, well, let's throw Jeff Jarrett in here. I'm like,
so I loved the Road Dog back in the day.
Oh my gosh!
But this. Right here is a big old turd right here. It's just fecal matter.
And then,
it is so fecal.
He does the old degeneration. Okay, no.
Yeah,
Jeff Jarrett isn't telling people to suck it.
He told people that he was one half of the tag team champions, which wouldn't surprise me because Raw's tag division is garbage.
I am the tag team champion.
I actually like that a lot because I'm the shit.
Well, you can't mention Billy Gunn because he's a...
The one Billy Gunn?
For AEW, so...
The one man.
I was there for that.
Rockabilly?
Oh, man.
How did that not get brought up for the New Day Sox thing? How did Rockabilly not get mentioned?
I don't know. We dropped the ball on that a little bit.
Yeah.
We're already past that, too. We can't mention
So, McIntyre and Baron Corbin defeated Braun Strowman and Kurt Angle via disqualification.
What I'm hearing is that... McIntyre has beaten Kurt Angle a whole bunch of times. I think McIntyre should be the Olympic gold medalist.
You don't know how the Olympics work, is what I'm hearing.
But what,
quiet down.
It doesn't matter who wins the match. If you want him to
win the medals, he has to do it the way Chris Benoit did it in a ladder match.
I mean, he could just steal him and put him in his trunks. But
Corbin
was
laid across a set of stairs, so
it's a different era. If anybody's going to steal Eddie Guerrero's gimmicks, it's going to be Andrade. Okay.
That was great.
That was great. So let's segue into SmackDown, guys. How did we feel about that this past week?
SmackDown was kind of forgettable, I feel.
Besides the Becky Lynch slap.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty cool.
Wasn't a lot going on.
I don't... The Shinsuke Nakamura Rusev one-off. You think they're going to tag again?
Absolutely. I wasn't sure until you said we were going to tag together one time. I was like, well, they're going to win the tag titles.
It's over. Randy Orton fucking gave Mustafa Ali a groovy black eye.
Yeah.
That was gnarly. But I'm a big fan of Mustafa Ali. That is a guy I would like. He could have won the Royal Rumble. And I think that would have got a big old pop from me.
I feel like you've been. I like Mustafa Ali. I don't think he can main event WrestleMania. He's not there yet.
Mustafa?
Who would you push?
Who would I push?
Like, who would you
have? I'm not even saying that none of those guys could do it. I think you can't pluck a guy from obscurity, have him win the Royal Rumble of main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, 3 months to build his character.
Three months to build a character from nothing.
Mustafa was not nothing before that.
Daniel Bryan's gonna win.
Going on a run, you know what I mean? The guy just goes up and up and up.
I think you gotta push a guy before the Rumble. And if he wins the Rumble, you can't start a guy from nothing to win the Royal Rumble, the Mania, and have it be successful.
Sure you can.
Give a guy a push.
Sure you can. Don't tell me what I can't do. This is Trebuchet, and I'm making the rules up as I go along here.
Fair enough. Okay. You can't do that because
you're not in charge of the thing, but
suck his dick on Mike here.
But there's not a champion here right now, so I can say whatever I want.
Ryan, the Brock Lesnar of this podcast, never around.
Mm-hmm. MIA train with you more, huh?
Mm. I miss the MIA train.
The new Daniel Bryan rallied against his placement in the Elimination Chamber match. To no avail.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Rowan being his
title? I like it. It reminds me of the CM Punk's thing, his stable back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger Society?
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of it. But
that's right. No,
imagine that. The one guy with dreadlocks couldn't think of the Straight Edge Society.
Yeah. Just, no, I think they're a good team. I'm really liking Daniel Bryan. I think he's doing some of the best work of his career.
Yeah. I like Rowan talking.
Yeah, he's good on the mic.
Better, yeah, like, I don't... He's just been, like, a heavy for a very long time. To give him a personality. And that clawed chokeslam.
Oh, there for
I was
it.
Really glad that I was watching that with you. Because we both
We both called the same time for something that, yeah, it was...
Like it's a slight modification on a regular chokeslam. Instead of grabbing him by the neck, he gave him the claw, and he slammed him on the...
It's effective.
It was so great. I love that move.
It was a nice little variation.
Three claps for that move. Nice job, Aaron.
You did really appreciate us calling it. You're like, I don't think anybody else would cared, but like,
I know. I'm all like, I would have did that regardless of anybody was here. Now I was just glad someone.
No, I would have literally been at one of my probably like a claw choke slam. Yeah. Like,
it was good stuff. Good stuff.
Claw slam. Choking.
Yeah, claw slam is, I believe, the technical term they used for it.
I wonder what that deserves a name.
I'm sure they'll give it a. We should call it the Pearl Jam.
The Vegan Slam.
The Seattle Squash. Yeah, yeah.
Flannel Squash.
The Flannel Flop.
No, I think heel Daniel Bryan might be one of the more interesting things going on WWE TV right now. Yeah. Becky Lynch, heel Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy beat the new Daniel Bryan via disqualification.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's fair.
Didn't look like much of a winner when the match was through. But,
that's fair. So it sounds like this Tuesday we're having a gauntlet match between all six
Elimination Chamber guys.
Who goes?
Love
in
a good gauntlet match. Yeah.
My guess is Bryan's going to win that.
Yeah. One thing that WWE has been doing recently is having longer like matches.
Yeah, they're, I'm a fewer, big fan fewer of, matches, longer matches. I'm there for it.
I'm a big fan of the wrestling. I always have. Like it was too much promo work in the past. They're really going back to.
I really think
pay per view in 5 minutes
in between the squared circle, catch as catch can stuff, and also some high flying stuff, which I really enjoy.
I really think that the indies kind of dictated that. Where I feel like work rate is way more important now than it used to be.
And it's a good thing. I think
that they're going. Talking's still important, but I think they definitely need. Better in-ring product, which means longer matches, and I think it's better. I think that is also exposing the roster size a little bit, though. When you increase match length, because we've had 3-hour Raws for almost 10 years now, right?
Jeez, has it been that long?
Damn. I feel like it's 2019. Yeah, it's 2011 was when they did it, maybe even before.
I don't know.
Cody Rhodes, could you look that up? When did we get 3-hour Raws?
What is between that?
Between like 8 and 11?
Start the show.
Yeah.
What was that?
There's no more half-hour promo.
Oh.
Wasn't it around when they merged
Triple H's. Triple H's 40-minute intro promos. Oh, my God. Yeah. My mom didn't used to like me like stay up to watch Raw all the time. And like so I like had to go to bed at like 9:30. Triple H would still be talking when I had to go to bed. I'm like, stop!
It was July 2012.
12? Okay. Yeah, so we've had 7 years of 3-hour Raws. So for like the past two eras... It makes sense that the roster only seems so big,
But now we have longer matches, fewer guys featured on Raw. It makes sense the roster would seem a little bigger, and SmackDown's been 2 hours. Also, SmackDown going to Fridays is still a thing.
Yeah.
Fox is saying that's temporary. They're not planning on making it permanent. No,
pro wrestling, the WWE in particular, has evolved a lot over the past. Like, we were watching the Elimination Chamber 2013.
Mm-hmm.
From then, it's evolved a lot. We've gotten the WWE Network. We've got the streak is ended. Women's wrestling has gotten a million times better than it's ever been. We've got
watchable now.
Women have headlined their own pay-per-views. Like, we've really progressed. Women have
headlined pay-per-views.
Yeah, I would argue that Becky's going to headline WrestleMania this year.
I'm there for it. If you want to,
she won the Royal Rumble. That's your main event.
I'm here to say that if we're going to make world titles main event, we're going to make one main event. I think Becky Lynch deserves to be the one main event if that's what they're calling it.
And Nia Jax is also wrestling like men now, like which is
we're getting a Dean Nia match. I think it actually might be Monday.
If that happens Monday,
I think it might be Monday.
How do you feel about that whole thing here, Mo? Because you were pretty quiet during the Royal Rumble when she came in there and popped R-Truth.
It's like she's not gonna win.
I wanted it. I'm like, if she wins this thing.
I'm fine. It's if there's an actual match with not just
Monday. If Monday Nia fights Dean,
I will laugh.
Oh,
then
love
you
it.
Know that Dean's done.
Dean's gonna put Nia over.
Yeah, I know. I guarantee.
JOB, man.
I guarantee that.
I want bring Dean's back Al Snow. That's the job squad. Let's do it.
Dean's
we got
doing
it.
The job of Nia. I'm calling it. Odds are 10-1.
And there was no mention of the little, Dean Ambrose interrupting moment of bliss on Raw.
That was fun. That was a fun moment of bliss. Alexa played
so,
up the,
so done with it.
So just like I'm just get interrupted the whole time.
Yep.
Like, it's annoying. I can relate. I'm not annoyed with people interrupting.
Welcome
me.
To all, like pretty much any one of these shows. Miss me.
So, it's Raw and SmackDown, so it's just any predictions for what we're going to do tomorrow, besides get hammered?
That was my definite
prediction. Dolph Ziggler.
That'll be said.
He's not even going to be there.
We're still going to be doing
Revival could win the tag titles tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I figured
they're number one contenders.
Yeah, Revival.
You're going to be so mad if two... So,
back-to-back Raw.
Back-to-back Raw. Dolph wins Intercontinental title first one. Second one, the Revival win the tag titles. You will... You're going to stop wanting Raw to come to Grand Rapids.
I feel like the whole fucking universe is against me, dude. I swear to God.
Also, while I was on the Google, I did say that Dolph Ziggler and WWE are continuing their relationship. So
he re-signed a contract then?
Didn't say re-signed, but they are continuing
their relationship. Okay, because he was another one whose contract was up.
WWE went to Jared, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the man. That's going to be dope. We're going to bust out some signs. We were hinting at maybe doing a walk with Elias thing.
We could, yes. Like we've got at least...
we've got 18 tickets.
We've got 18 tickets and three rows. We could do
walk
with Elias. With Elias.
We should do Jared, Mo, Bebe.
I mean, we have two sides. We all know we can't flip letters around, so we're not going to try that again.
Did that not work, Chris?
No.
Hate mail to @goad.
Yes. I really think we need a send hate mail to @goad.
There needs to be an undisputed podcast.
Of the world.
We should do that.
I'm all about that. We will look into doing that, some signage. So
you get your I don't really plan on going
after I come here around noon to try and get autographs with Showtime. So
I'll be at the pub, so you guys know where I'll be.
Take a couple tables.
Manager meeting tomorrow or
no,
is that
Tuesday.
Post?
Okay. Obviously not going to do a meeting before Monday Night Raw. I will be distracted.
I hope you can get done at a decent time. We get down there, hopefully.
Well, the pre-show is booked for 5.
But where are we doing? Are we doing the pre-show at the pub?
Well, we're just meeting people meeting me there and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We're gonna get a pre-drink on and stuff like that. Folks,
do we
pub, come see us? Y'all.
Do we have physical tickets or do we have digital tickets?
physical tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there when we bought them.
You know,
I didn't. I wasn't sure if we had physical ones.
Yeah,
make sure they're still there.
Let's go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to do this. We're gonna have a live look at where the tickets are.
We are giving you a peek behind the paywall, folks.
Moe's blood pressure just went up so high.
Oh, man.
Na 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 na. Hey hey hey.
He's like waving little, paper.
He's like a grouping of tickets.
All right, give them. Oh. Give them to me. All right, good. Cody Ghost does not have them.
We've got tickets.
In the drawer
of
the file.
Yeah, I know. It's good. I'm in charge of them. That's fine. We will be there early and butts in seats before the event starts.
So you should maybe look for a white guy with dreadlocks, a blind guy, a guy with a receding hairline, Moe.
The guy that used to have a mustache.
Soul patch. Mike Logan will probably be there.
Probably. He has a ticket, so he'll probably be there.
He'll probably be like, look for him just doing like Macho Man impressions.
I'm excited about Mike Logan going because I think,
I am going to have no voice. I'm going to tell you guys right now. Like, I just got my voice back like this past week.
I'm looking forward to hosting karaoke Friday and Saturday this week. You're just like, Chad, I need you to.
I am going to be just screaming at the revival.
Saying, the revival.
And I'll probably knock them down with the like sound vibrations. You know, they're not that big. I've knocked dominoes over before. I can knock over the revival.
Like, two little kids in a hurricane.
Please don't spit water on the tickets.
Just doing Vince McMahon's impression during the beer truck. Sound waves, no!
We should be live broadcasting. This has gotten very physical.
Alright, I think that brings us to final thoughts here, guys. Alright, Soul Patch.
I am looking forward to going to see Monday Night Raw tomorrow in our great city. I would definitely enjoy the Revival winning the Tag Team Championship and seeing Trebuchet's reaction. But regardless of that,
tears.
Seeing Trebuchet react,
I will cry. I will pout.
You were definitely pouting when Dolph won.
It was good. I got it on film. If Revival wins, I'll get it on film.
That's
right. I hate you guys.
We made a gif of it. I need to get that. I need to find
that.
Can
we bust it out and post it in the wrestling show?
Yeah, it's about time we bought the gif back.
I hate you guys. All right, final thoughts, Mo.
Oh, I am excited about tomorrow. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get some decent autographs tomorrow. Hopefully see some guys. Hopefully the weather's not too bad.
Even if it is.
Even if it is, we're still going to try.
It's going to be cold outside, but it's going to be hot in that arena.
I feel like if it's cold outside, the wrestlers are more apt to like come over and say hi to the few people standing out there.
That's fair.
They can go right and say, like, hey, thanks for staying outside to meet me. Like, I feel like the fewer people there are, which are probably way less than normal, the more likely they're like, hey, how's it going? Like, you want a picture?
Final thoughts, showtime.
So I'd like to recount the story of the last time we went to Raw.
No, forget.
Hang on. Let's live react this gif of Joe.
I hate you guys so much, man. I'm taking a lap.
My favorite was this gif is Joe shaking his head at Dolph Ziggler winning the match.
Yeah, last June.
But no,
I would tweet that at Dolph Ziggler.
I was
tomorrow.
I was in a different.
Look what you did to me.
Sorry. I was in a different section than these guys. I was with Trebuchet's brother Catapult and a couple other friends. And when Dolph won, as we started yelling, yeah, Dolph Ziggler for the rest of the night. Also, I my phone was dead, so I took your brother's phone and tried to call you, and I got bitch button. You sent me straight to voicemail.
You still have
that voicemail?
I do not.
I was like, your brother bitch buttoned me, so I just... I cut a promo on his phone, and I asked, like, why you sent me to voicemail. You go, I saw who it was, and I knew what it was about.
I was not in a mood to talk to people.
But, I'm really looking forward to the Revival winning a tag titles Monday.
I was not happy with
here's the thing. If the Revival wins the tag titles Monday, we are going to get an interview with Trebuchet after the fact to post online about what his thoughts on Monday Night Raw coming to Grand Rapids is like.
I will tell you right now, I did not like having my Intercontinental Championship be smirched. I will not like having my WWE Tag Team Championships be smirched. And they're held by Bobby Roode and Chad Gable right now. That's pretty close. It's pretty close. So I guess that leaves me.
It sure does.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm a GIF again. I'm just happy people are talking about me. And I'm really looking forward to Raw. Happy that all you guys are coming and going to have a great time. We're going to raise some fucking hell. And we may do a post show too, guys. So I don't know where it's going to be, but we will get our reactions afterwards. And we will be coming back to you guys with more Undisputed Podcast of the World in the future. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Yeah, the revival.